It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This is a big week for the press. Saturday night was the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, minus the chief executive for the first time in 36 years, and then it was because Reagan was recovering from being shot. It was the first ever not the White House Correspondents' Dinner, planned by Samantha Bee before Dump backed out. Wednesday is World Press Freedom Day, proclaimed as such by the UN General Assembly in 1993. It arrives just days after the 2017 World Press Freedom Index was released, in which the United States fell 2 points to number 43. And that was before the Oval Office resident declared,
"I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws so that when the New York Times writes a hit piece, which is a total disgrace, we can sue them and win money instead of having no chance of winning because they're totally protected."
There's never been a presidency and administration that was this overtly hostile to the press. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're talking about, like, revising the First Amendment. The chief of staff this weekend was saying they're looking at those libel laws. What do you mean looking at them? They don't look back. We have a First Amendment. You can't change. They're looking at changing that stuff. And they put out their first campaign ad for 2020, which denounces the fake news.
Yeah.
And they're really against it. But at the same time, there's never been a president who is more addicted to the news about himself and who's more responsive to the news that he supposedly thinks is so worthless. So it is a weird tension. I think it's a dangerous time for the First Amendment and for the free press in this country. And at the same time, we're oddly influential with the guy who wants to kill us.
So happy World Press Freedom Day. To celebrate that and making it through 100 days in office, Dump submitted to a few interviews, including one with Face the Nation's John Dickerson, to whom he was the epitome of rude.
On the subject of previous presidents, Dickerson asked Trump if he still stands by claims that President Obama wiretapped him.
You stand by that claim about him?
I don't stand by anything.
It's true. He doesn't stand by anything except the dressing room door at Miss USA pageant.
Thankfully, TV writers settled their negotiations with the Writers Guild and a strike was averted because late-night television hosts seem to be the most vocal and effective critics of this administration. Stephen Colbert took particular offense to the way Trump ended that interview and struck back.
Dickerson asked his question anyway.
I just wanted to find out, though, you're the president of the United States. You said he was sick and bad because he attacked
you. You can take it any way you want.
But I'm asking you, because you don't want it to be fake news. I want to hear it from President Trump.
You don't have to ask me.
Why not?
Because I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinions.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the president of the United States.
That's enough. Thank you.
Then Don the Con sat down at his desk and began shuffling papers. You know, the way newscasters do when the show is ending.
But I got to say, walking out in the middle of a sentence wasn't even the president's biggest insult to John Dickerson.
You know, it's very funny when the fake media goes out, you know, which we call the mainstream media, which sometimes I must say is you, but when the
you
fake
mean me personally or
your show, I love your show. I call it Deface the Nation.
Really? Donald Trump, John Dickerson is a fair-minded journalist and one of the most competent people who will ever walk into your office, and you treat him like that? Now, John Dickerson has way too much dignity to trade insults with the president of the United States to his face, but I, sir, am no John Dickerson. Mr. Trump, I love your presidency. I call it Disgrace the Nation. You're not the POTUS, you're the BLOTUS. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular Gorge Washington. You're the presidents, but you're turning into a real pricktator. You attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster. The only thing smaller than your hands is your tax returns. And you can take that any way you want.
Well, that bit had the dumpsters in an online tizzy. They started the hashtag #FireColbert because they have no sense of humor. Another late night host struck back without the comedy at Trump's idiotic and ignorant attempts to undo the protections under the Affordable Care Act, as Jimmy Kimmel told the harrowing story of his son's birth with a heart defect that would portend a lifetime with a pre-existing condition.
We were brought up to believe that we live in the greatest country in the world, but until a few years ago, millions and millions of us had no access to health insurance at all. You know, before 2014, if you were born with congenital heart disease like my son was, there was a good chance you'd never be able to get health insurance because you had a pre-existing condition. If your parents didn't have medical insurance, you might not live long enough to even get denied because of a pre-existing condition. If your baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or something else. We all agree on that, right? I mean, we do. We need to make sure that the people who are supposed to represent us, the people who are meeting about this right now in Washington, understand that very clearly.
Don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid, all right.
If you appreciate this daily fix of What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show, please consider making a contribution. Our work is 100% listener supported. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.